Big name designers, a big tent, and a big runway. Fashion went Texas size this week in Dallas. The city has more retail shopping space than any city in the country, so it's fitting perhaps that a giant mall sponsored the city's first Fashion Week. Bill Zeeble of member station KERA in Dallas has more.
Mention Dallas fashion, and what comes to mind? Big hair.
Well, stereotypes die hard.
Holly Haber is a New Yorker who's lived in Dallas 18 years. She's the bureau chief here for Women's Wear Daily, the fashion industry magazine.
When I interview visiting designers, a number of them have said to me that the women here are very chic. And it's not just fashion, it's the hair, makeup, nails, plastic surgery, the whole works.
Haber says there's actually a long tradition of fashion and style in this town going back 100 years. That's how old the Neiman Marcus department store is this year. Lawrence Marcus, son of co-founder Herb Marcus, says a century ago his father set out lofty goals for Dallas's downtown Neiman Marcus.
To bring to this part of the world the elegance of that one commonly found only in New York and Chicago for people of discriminating taste.
Neiman Marcus shopped the world for them, and it was the first store in the nation to hold regular fashion shows. It gave awards to designers like Coco Chanel and Cristobal Balenciaga. Chanel came here for the honor. Balenciaga never did, though some of his innovative designs are on display for Fashion Week. In 1957, Dallas opened its huge apparel mart, attracting yet more style and design-conscious residents to work the wholesale markets there. Many of those workers now shop at Neiman Marcus, Barney's New York, Michael Kors, and Juicy Couture in the city's biggest mall, North Park Center. It hosted Dallas's first Fashion Week. The center spent $500,000 erecting a 15,000-square-foot tent for the 16 runway shows, which ran over 4 days. Designers included Oscar de la Renta, Carolina Herrera, Ferragamo, and others. David Hemisager is North Park Center's co-owner.
This show really is rivaling that of New York, and I think that's really unheard of and unparalleled for any other mall in our industry.
It was big enough to attract Vogue magazine, whose fashion merchandising director, Ann Vincent, describes the event as a kind of marketer's dream.
Everyone in Dallas is really going to have an opportunity to experience runway fashion shows. And the beauty of this show is that they're going to be able to then shop directly after they see everything on the runway.
Shopping is recreation here. It's one of the primary sports.
Again, Holly Haber.
I think that's partly because there aren't a lot of natural recreational areas here. We don't have mountains and we don't have beach and we only have artificial lakes. And there are a lot of people who do shop as a pastime.
For NPR News, I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.